Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you all for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio, and we are live. You just finished listening to Wine For Me by King's Times 2. That's James Worthy, a really dope producer out of the ATL. So we really appreciate you all for tuning in tonight. We have a really, really hot show. We have our guest for tonight is going to be none other than actor Woody McClain. And a lot of you already know him from the BET series New Edition, and he's been seen on Tales. And so we're really excited and looking forward to this show on tonight. Woody McClain, do we have you on the line?
Plans have a $0 monthly premium regardless of your income. That's right. For one month,
you all, we're trying to get
for your hospital visit, doctor.
Get everything situated. 1 second. So I hope everyone's having an awesome Friday, because I'm having an awesome Friday. So I hope everyone's having a great Friday and everyone's ready for this show tonight. Give me a few seconds. We're going to go ahead and get everything situated so we can get this show kicking off. So right now we're waiting for Woody to get on the line. So just bear with me for a few seconds. But again, I hope each of you are having an awesome Friday and getting ready for your weekend and so forth. And before I get into the interview, I just want to briefly remind you all, those who are off in the Mobile area, that I'm doing a scarf and gloves drive the entire month of November. And this is just so that, you know, you can donate items, scarves, gloves, and so forth to individuals that are homeless and are in need. So we're trying to raise those items to give back to those in the community. So, again, if you would like to donate, then, you know, you can message me, get in touch with me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis, and we can get those donations in. So, we're trying to do this for those who are in need and so forth like that, because it's Thanksgiving and it's the holidays, and we want to make sure that, you know, we try to take care of our less fortunate and so forth. So at the moment, we're waiting to get waiting. Woody, are you on the line? We're waiting to see if Woody's on the line yet, so give me one moment. Thank you all for tuning in with Stardom 100 Radio. We're trying to get things situated, so just bear with us. We appreciate everyone for hanging in with us. At the moment, we're waiting currently to get Widow McClain on the line. So I appreciate everyone who has called in that is waiting and listening in. As soon as we can get this situated, we'll go ahead and get the show started. One moment. Woody, do we have you
Hello?
On the line? Hi.
Yo, what's good?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm happy you were able to join.
Hey, you already know, better late than never.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy to hear from you. How are you doing on this Friday?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I'm really excited. You got like a major movie opportunity coming up again next year, the Bobby Brown story. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, just Bob's crazy and adventurous life. We'll be able to see every detail, the things we think we know, the things that we already know. I'm super excited for everybody to see his story.
All right. I'm looking forward to it as well. You've been doing an awesome job, especially even on the New Edition movie. You did a wonderful job. So I'm
Thank you. Really excited
and looking forward. Now, some of your FAMU fans stated that you were in the band. So this,
yeah.
The music and the dancing is nothing new to you.
Nah, I was in the marching band. Shout out to my FAMU alumni peeps, my March 100 family. Music was like my thing. I did that since I was little.
Wow. So what instruments do you play?
I play euphonium, trombone, and sousaphone.
Wow. Awesome. Super talented.
Hey.
So, man. And also, before, like, you got into the acting, I know you were, like, you were a background dancer for Chris Brown. You went on tour with him?
Yeah, I did. I danced with Chris. I danced with Brandy. I've even danced with
wow.
Bobby Brown for the Soul Train Awards before. That's what I thought was cool.
Oh, man, that's exciting. Now that, you know, with all of this that has taken off for you and now, you know, you're a celebrity, how have you managed to stay humble with all of the exposure?
I don't know. I guess I don't really take things too serious. I mean,
mm-hmm.
My mentality is like all this stuff is like, I don't know. It doesn't really mean anything. I mean, because we're here today and gone tomorrow. So, I mean, I'm just enjoying
mm-hmm.
my life now. And I guess that's how I look at everything. You know what I mean? I don't really take it as serious. I'm just here to, like, make people feel better. And that's why I got into the entertainment business, was to make people feel. So when I'm picking roles for movies or TV shows, I want them to be able to feel the character.
Okay. So being in the spotlight, what do you feel has been, like, maybe the hardest part about that?
Ooh, the hardest part about it?
What
is the hardest part about it? I don't think there's nothing. What is hard about it?
Because, you know, everyone's watching you now. So, like, all eyes are on you wherever you are.
That's dope. That means I get a free meal when I go out to eat. Well, I'll take that. I like it. I don't know what's the hardest part. I mean, the hardest part would probably be, like, telling people no, like, if they ask for things, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really have it like that. I'm not rich. But, like,
right.
If certain people are like, yo, man, bro, can I hold $5,000? I'm like, bro, I ain't even got $5,000 to give you. So, I mean, like, that's probably, like, the hardest thing for make, like, having, I don't know.
I really don't know. So, tell me, like, what was the auditioning experience like for you, you know, for the role of Bobby Brown? What was that whole experience like?
Oh, man, that was, like, great. I remember going in there, and it was, like, three Bobby Browns, three like Ralph Tresvant, three of every character. You got all these people
wow.
in the room. Yeah, and it was like a, it felt like it was like an audition for like the basketball team or something. Like
wow.
the director Chris Robinson would like call in all the Bobby Browns, and then he'll have one of us go up there and sing in front of the others, and then like he would just swap everybody out to match up with different people. But I mean, for me, I felt like it was super dope for me because I had friends that I knew there, like Keith Powers, Nate. I knew a lot of them already going in, so they made me feel comfortable, you know what I mean? And they've been acting for a while, so they were always giving me tips when we went back into the hallway. So, I mean, it was a great experience.
Oh, man, that's pretty dope, especially like you said, you had somebody there that you knew. So, you know,
yeah,
that kind of helps
yeah.
make it a little bit more comfortable. So,
exactly.
with playing Bobby Brown and the dancing and the singing, and you even performed at the BET Awards this year, like, that was pretty
yeah.
cool.
Was
so,
cool.
Man, so has any of this inspired you to probably think about doing any music or
nope.
anything?
Nope. Negative.
So, we won't be hearing anything from Woody.
You will not be hearing young Woody on the mic. At all.
All right, cool. Man.
I might drop an Instagram mixtape, but I've been thinking about it. You know what I mean? I might give the people 6 1-minute songs and videos on the gram.
Okay. All right.
That's the least I can do.
Man, and we'll be tuned. We'll listen in. We'll check it out. We'll see what you got going on. See if you got that voice, you know. So, how has when you found out they were gonna book you again to play Bobby Brown in this new movie? Were you surprised by it, or did you already kind of know about it?
I kind of spoke with Bob about it. I remember after the new edition, he wanted to do his own. And he mm-hmm. definitely said he wanted me to rep him again. So, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while. So, I'm super excited to team up with the same exact team, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
new edition was so magical. You don't want to tamper with it. You don't want to change the formula. You don't want to get
right.
new writers. You don't want to do it. Just keep it, like, how it is. And, make magic again.
Man, okay then. So, outside of that, you're also you're signed with Kevin Hart's production team, and you all are doing stories with Kev, and you play like Kevin. And that's
yeah.
tell me about that.
We signed with Kev like I want to say 2 years ago. Basically, mm-hmm. all I did was stand up. And then we just recreated it using his voice, but we just like painted the picture for the audience. And it's super dope working with Kev. He's like so professional. You would think he was goofy, but he's all about his
yeah.
business.
Wow.
Yeah, so I really respect that about Kev.
Man, that's what I was wondering. Like, what is it like working with him? Because he's so hilarious. So, you know,
yeah.
I couldn't see him being serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
He's so serious when it comes to business.
Okay. So, how has this entire breakthrough with your career helped to change you as a young man in the industry?
It's helped me. I mean, that's a deep one. I'm more like, when it comes to business,
mm-hmm.
I'm very focused on the business part now. I mean, even doing the new edition and seeing how those guys got ripped off so many different times about with their money and, like, just the business stuff was not there. That's, like,
mm-hmm.
my number one thing now, like, making sure the business mm-hmm. is right, making sure I'm investing right. now. You know what I mean? It's not always about spending. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right, because a lot of actors, they do get caught up in, you know, all of that,
yeah.
and they just start spinning. So you want to keep your money
uh-huh.
rotating.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I don't even have a car. I just lift everywhere.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's, you know.
Man, I might have to get me a little scooter or something.
But you're going to run into people then. They're going to run into you, and they're going to want to ride on your
That's
scooter.
Cool. They can jump on. Listen, if you see me riding by on the scooter, you want to ride, you can definitely hop on the back. I got you.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind if I see you riding through L.A.
Okay, perfect. But if I don't hear you calling my name, don't be mad at me.
Okay. I won't hold it against you. All right.
Appreciate it.
So I'm sure you can relate, you know, to those slow moments probably in your life where, you know, you were waiting for your big break, that big moment, you know, and that's often a tough time for a lot of people. What would you say to inspire those who are in that moment now? You know, they're waiting for that moment.
I would say don't wait. Keep mm-hmm. grinding, keep, like, working. I mean, it's going to come. Everybody's lane is different. Mine was
right.
different. I went straight from dancing straight to acting. Like, there was no waiting process for me. So, I mean, that was just
mm-hmm.
one of the doors that God opened up for me. Like I said, everybody's lane is different. But stay consistent,
right.
stay motivated, stay humble, stay grounded, and you will make anything happen. I promise you that.
I like that. I like that you said keep moving, because a lot of times
mm-hmm.
people, you know, they just be like, man, I give up. It's not nothing shaking for me, you know.
Nope. Listen, and
man.
I mean, with our generation, we have it easier.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like, I feel like a lot of the older generation, they're really mad at our generation because we have instant fame. But, like, that's not,
right.
like, our fault. You know what I mean? We have Instagram. So, I mean, if you have a talent, you can just go to your Instagram and just keep posting your talent. Somebody is going to see you. You know what I mean? Or if that doesn't work,
right.
if you're in a small town, I say you have to relocate to where you know a city can cater to your craft. Whether it's New York,
exactly.
L.A., or Atlanta, you got to get out there
right.
and do work. Mm-hmm.
Man, that is so true, because I think recently I heard someone was saying on Instagram about, like, how a lot of people are getting mad because people were getting pulled straight from Instagram and launched off and, you know, into Hollywood and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been blessed with that opportunity
yep.
that now, like, there's so many possibilities out there for us and our generation. So it's, you know,
exactly.
it's, you can do it. You just have to just get out there and do it and be consistent. So
exactly.
I like that you did bring that up,
mm-hmm.
man. So what other new projects are you involved in outside of the Bobby Brown Story and so forth coming up this year or next year?
I'm working on, we just got done with Canal Street
mm-hmm.
with director Ryan Lamar, super dope. It's featuring, starring Brashear Gray. He also
mm-hmm.
did a new edition story. It's mm-hmm. an amazing, amazing, amazing project. I cannot wait for it to come out. It comes out, I believe, during Easter. I'm not 100%
mm-hmm.
sure. Please don't quote me on that, y'all. But
okay.
it's going to be a great, 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 great film.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to that. And I know he's played in Empire. So
yeah.
that's pretty dope. Okay.
Yeah, he does the same.
Man. And you also appeared on Tales. That's been out on BET. What was that like?
Oh, working with Irv Gotti. Irv is like
yeah.
hilarious. Irv is like one of the funniest and dopest people I've met. The whole Tales family, we're all super close to each other, and I'm so
mm-hmm.
excited to be a part of that project as well.
Man, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to like everything you have going on. Like, I'm really excited for you. Like, I'm just seeing your
Thank
name
you.
Popping up everywhere. I'm like, go Woody, you know.
Hey,
you're doing your
you
thing.
Know,
that's what it's all
Thank
about.
You.
I'm proud of you. So,
Thank you so much.
Yes, and I appreciate you being on my show. I'm grateful for that. I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time out to be on my show. You know, I really
thank you for
that.
Having me.
Yeah, I'm excited
thank
again
you so
for
much.
You.
My mama
so
listening.
I'm
hey,
grateful.
Mama.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that. Okay, hey, mom.
Mama
she
Rosetta
on here
listening. She
okay,
listening.
Then.
Yeah, she always be lurking and listening.
Oh, man, I know she's proud of her son. Like, I would be so happy for you. You're doing the thing, you know. So, man, major shout outs to her for making you, you know.
Thank you, Mama,
success.
For making me. Yes, yes.
Man. So, real quick, tell our listeners, your fans, how can they keep up with you on social media?
Y'all can keep up with me on every platform, Woody the Great. Just follow me, DM, slide in the DMs, you know what I mean? I might hit you back. It depends on how I'm feeling. But listen, I'm going to try to hit up everybody today. You slide in my DMs right now. I got an hour. I'm about to write everybody back, for real. Let's get it.
Okay. Y'all heard it, so slide up in his DM. Ladies,
slide in the
I'm just kidding.
18 and
y'all
over.
Y'all slide in his DM. So thank you again, Woody, and I appreciate
thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening in to Stardom 100 Radio. Tell
yeah,
your
yeah.
friends, tune in with us every week. I'm so happy we just had the great Woody the Great, Woody McClain, on the show tonight.
Hey.
So I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so
and
much.
We are out. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.